And Dave Hodges, freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. It's hard work.
Well, sadly, you know, it is work that, well, I won't go into that. I want to finish the discussion on microgrids, because everyone that's listening, the only way you're going to free yourself from the sequestration, the taking of any electricity that you generate via solar panels, because here in California, in January of 2020, all new construction required solar panel deployment. Now, I use the word deployment because this is a military operation. The solar panels, in conjunction with the Tesla or lithium-ion batteries, are weapons. They require a smart meter. The Tesla Powerwall battery system needs to be deployed in the garage. Lithium-ion batteries degrade rapidly over time. They catch on fire, and they're very difficult to put out, just like the lithium-ion bikes. You don't want to be buying a bicycle, because if you watch on YouTube, you see many a rear end potentially getting blown off or up, whatever you want to call it. So the microgrids are very dangerous. It is a transition to renewable energy only, when in fact the wind and solar are all controlled because of the weather controlling technologies. This is how they're going to bring us down. This is a military operation in confinement of utility use, and how they will move and transition people off their lands. This ultimately will be a way in which there are forced relocations into city confinement zones, or death zones, as we call them. So I'll talk further on our next program about microgrids. I want to get into this Rockefeller plan to use bioweapons to impose martial law, one quarantine at a time. This is a document. It's a scenario planning document, scenarios for the future of technology and international development in 2010. So we're going to go over this now. Listen carefully, because it pertains to what is happening right now to all of us. And you'll have an opportunity to hear what their plans will include, so that you can start hardening up around your homes, creating, putting locks on outside structures, because mayhem is going to occur, and it's going to happen rapidly now, because we have more and more people unemployed. They're desperate, they're fearful, they have no money, and they can't buy food. And while here in the United States we've been promised a stimulus package, which is highway robbery, of about $1,200 per person, dependent on if you qualify by a number of aspects, that's only going to buy food for a little while. So there will be an injection of buying of food. But what we're also seeing at the same time is the limited food ability by the way food is being distributed in our marketplaces now. We're having to stand in long lines. They're only allowing limited people into a market at a time. They'll only let people in as people exit. We're now seeing where you can only buy maybe two 8-ounce bags of frozen vegetables per family. So we're starting to see rationing developing. Just as I saw in Cuba and what has been happening in Venezuela and other places around the world, this is going to certainly become only the amount of food required for our vital needs, which is determined by the 1% of the 1%. We're looking at massive death due to starvation, because there will be many people that won't be able to access food. So our streets are going to become very, very dangerous. But let's go over this document. It is a scenario planning, and it was, again, done in 2010. I want to remind you that Rockefeller was behind the creation of the educational system. Just to talk about what John D. Rockefeller created, created the General Education Board in 1903 to dispense the Rockefeller funds to education. And the quote back then was, "I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of workers." Well, we can replace that by slaves, and now we're being harvested. Rockefeller also deceived us with the illusion that our petroleum came from fossil fuels. The Rockefeller Foundation and the philanthropies are deadly instruments of death. And sadly, we have been misinformed what philanthropies are. We always think that that is generosity from corporations and how they're giving back. It's most important to understand that philanthropies fund and bring in their designed agendas. In fact, in this document, a number of smaller countries will no longer want to sign into agreements with philanthropies. They are deadly. So, again, a misinterpretation of wording and what these words mean. So here are some excerpts out of that document.
Deborah, just name the document again just before you start. Name the document.
Yes, it's called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development, 2010. And you can find that on stopthecrime.net. And it should be under Hot Topics and a few other places. Here are some excerpts. An economically depressed world in which individuals and communities develop localized makeshift solutions to a growing set of ongoing problems. And they say they worked on this project, the scenario planning, for over a year, and they utilized people of all intel and NGOs and thought leaders to put this together. This is a scenario planning. It is a component of the strategy for scenario planning, which they call a process of creating narratives about the future based on factors likely to affect particular challenges and opportunities. And the Rockefellers went on to say that they believe that the scenario planning has great potential for use in philanthropic work and to identify unique interventions. It is a rehearsal. It is to make future decisions. And they say that scenario planning allows them to achieve impact more effectively. So this is a script that has been thought out very carefully, and they talk about how pandemics would move their socialized agenda and control and bankruptcy of the world forward. So they go on to talk about how the Rockefeller Foundation's use, and they've used people that have had 40-plus year careers in scenario planning. So they're taking the big guns when they formulate this kind of plan to represent the global takedown. And they, again, talk about the power of scenario planning and that it will involve technologies and the range of tools for basic survival, that pumps and basic filtration technologies will not be available in the supply chain, to more advanced innovations, and they talk about how they will be collecting and utilizing data in health, informatics, and novel building materials with real-time environmental sensing capabilities. So while we're hiding in our houses, I want all of you to keep in mind what's happening to all of the vacated city buildings and infrastructure in your cities, including businesses. Massive real-time sensing capabilities are in full deployment. So they go on to talk about how their scenario planning and that it will have great influence. They have a foundation staff, and they have grantees with money and external experts that have contributed to this. And they talk about the uncertainties of a longer list of potential uncertainties, such as social inequities, technology impacts and the use of technologies, and the eliminating of the use of technologies, the economic goals and the deficits planned in the economies, and environmental and political trends. It's a bottom-up, top-down, and they talk about lower levels of adaptive capabilities emerge in the absence of characteristics, and they say that it leaves populations particularly vulnerable to the disruptive effects of unanticipated shocks. I'm going to read that again. We are all being left vulnerable to disruptive effects of unanticipated shocks. And they're utilizing that effect of premeditated weaponized events on all of us, not only through technologies and weapon systems of weather and using infrastructure as targeting us with the taking down of the levees and the atmospheric rivers that they sit on top of wastewater treatment plants to cause them to overflow and all the rest of what they're doing. They call that, we must have the ability to be resilient because this is nature. We are in a new normal, and we can expect hotter and more disruptive climate changes because we have not lowered our greenhouse gas emissions. That is what we are being told in the documents. And in the new Green Deal, there's nothing new about it. It's a very old deal. There's nothing green. It's deadly, and it is by far a deal of death. So the new Green Deal is literally the template with the technology to keep global warming, they tell us, below 1.5 degrees centigrade, or they will crank it up to 2.0 degrees centigrade or more if a nation or state or region is not politically obedient. Now, I hope you're listening to how the use of these technologies are being used on us. If we are not obedient, and if we are not doing as we are commanded to do, we will be attacked, and that is what we're seeing. So the document talks about lockstep, a world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership with limited innovation and growing citizen pushback. We're seeing citizen pushback all over the world now, but because of the COVID and the required separation, suddenly the yellow vest pushback, the pushback in Hong Kong, all of the pushback in South America and other countries, we're not hearing about that now because everyone has to social distance. And I can tell you that social distancing and the crime and the penalties if you don't social distance is now going to be tightening up over the next few weeks. But in this document, they say there will be hack attacks, an economically unstable and shock-prone world in which governments weaken, criminals thrive, and dangerous innovations emerge. And then they talk about the smart scramble. These are topics, and we'll get into more detail in a moment, but they say an economically depressed world in which individuals and communities develop localized makeshift solutions to a growing set of problems. I discussed that a moment ago already, but here we go. Each scenario tells a story of how the world will progress over the next 15 to 20 years. Now, again, this was put together in 2019, so the time frame is now through the year 2030, and this is some of the advanced warnings that we can expect coming out of this pandemic. They say there will be a massive evolution in technology and international development by 2030. We all can see that. We know that. And this plan, again, is the use of bioweapons to impose martial law, one quarantine at a time, as I stated. And they say that and this again, now this was put together in 2010, so they're using dates ahead of 2010. So right now they're saying in 2012, the pandemic that the world had been anticipating for years finally hit. Unlike the 2009s, the H1N1, this new influenza strain was extremely virulent and deadly. Now again, they're talking about the future pandemic that hadn't happened when they wrote this. They go on to say, even the most pandemic-prepared nations were quickly overwhelmed when the virus streaked around the world, infecting nearly 2 million% of the global population and killing 8 million in just 7 months, the majority of them healthy young adults. Again, this was pre-planning. They talk about the pandemic also had a deadly effect on economies, a deadly effect on economies. That is what is happening. International mobility of people and goods screeched to a halt. And I will add, supply lines are being cut right now. Your goods and services will not arrive. watch Soylent Green and just eliminate the eating of humans with the Soylent Green aspect and look at how that city looks. This is a perfect visualization of how elevators and buildings are not operating and how people are cramming into the stairwells of buildings to get cover because the homeless rates are more than people that live in buildings. So they go on to say that the international mobility of people and goods will screech to a halt. It is debilitating industries like tourism and breaking global supply chains. This is quote unquote. Even locally, normally, bustling shops and office buildings will sit empty. Well, yes, we're all seeing that happen right now. Mm-hmm. These empty buildings.
One point there, the obvious situation, 90% of all pharma drugs are made in China, and that supply line has been cut straight away because they shut down the factories in China. And secondly,
that's correct.
No accident that these 3 years of these idiots on these vaping instruments to give off smoking, that came into the equation, and the vaping industry is owned by the tobacco industry. So those people, if they get the virus there, they're all going to be wiped out.
Yeah, everything is poisoned. Everything that is given to us has a poisonous ramification, including the vaping, as you just pointed out. But they go on again to say that we'll see the former bustling buildings and stores and shops all sitting empty, devoid of employees and customers. We're all seeing that now, that the pandemic will blanket the planet. The pandemic has presumably blanketed the planet, and they talk about how there will be a disproportionate number of people that will die. And they say that the virus will spread like wildfire in the absence of official containment protocols. Again, this is out of 2010. They say that in developed countries, containment was a challenge. And they say in the United States, the initial policy or strongly discouraging citizens from flying proved deadly in its latency, and that accelerating the spread of the virus, not just within the United States, but across all borders. They say few countries fared better. They go on to talk about the plan analysis for China. They say China in particular, the Chinese government's quick imposition and enforcement of mandatory quarantine for all citizens, as well as sealing off all the borders, saved millions of lives. Well, of course, we don't know that. But stopping the spread of the virus far earlier than other countries and enabling a swifter post-pandemic recovery. Well, we're going to talk about what the post-pandemic recovery looks like here.
What you're promoting there is a command economy. Like the Chinese.
Yeah.
It's
totalitarian, which, of course, we don't have. So during the pandemic, they talk about how national leaders around the world will flex their authority and impose airtight rules and regulations, from the mandatory wearing of face masks. Hello, this was in 2010. What is the CDC, a private for-profit business, now coming out and saying? Wear face masks, right? So from the mandatory wearing of face masks to body temperature checks at the entries of communal spaces like train stations, bus stations, supermarkets, and even after the pandemic faded, all of this authoritarian control and oversight will continue. I'll go on. I hear a break coming up, I think. Am I hearing a break?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and I got to take a short break as well. Go ahead and go to this break and we'll be back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Okay, and we're back from the break, and we're continuing on with a riveting number of hours with Deborah Tavares. I hope listeners, we're not taking calls today because there's too much good information to get through here. And it's just, I hope they're taking notes. They have a lot of homework to do, I tell you. But carry on, Deborah, carry on.
Well, absolutely. Again, I am referring to the document that is called Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development by the Rockefeller Foundation out of 2010. And again, this is a scenario advanced planning of what the world would look like should a pandemic travel worldwide expeditiously, and we talked about that. So we're going to continue with this because it is going to reveal some hardening up that all of you need to do, because all of the things that are advanced, being advanced through this pre-planning script is what it is occurring now. So they go on to say that during the pandemic, national leaders around the world will vex their authority and impose airtight rules and regulations, from mandatory wearing of face masks. Now, I told you about that a moment ago. And they go on to talk about there will be a firmer grip of power around the world, and that after the pandemic is relaxed, which it really won't be, we're going to be staged into continual pandemics, because the climate action plans tell us, as a result of our misbehavior in increasing greenhouse gas emissions and the changing temperatures, pandemics and viruses and other types of diseases, which of course are all bioweapons when you look at the NASA war document, are going to continue and increase. We're promised that, from blue-green toxic algae to heating up the water supply and eliminating the oxygen in the water supply, the oxygen in our air, and now charging us for the use of all natural resources. But here we go back into this document. They say, at first, a more controlled world will gain widespread acceptance and approval, and all of us will be willing to give up our sovereignty. We don't have any sovereignty, really, and all of our privacy, which, of course, is pretty much already gone, and in exchange for a greater sense of safety and stability, that we will... we were more tolerant, and we will be even eager for top-down direction and oversight. And national leaders will have more latitude to improve, to impose order in the ways they see fit. In developed countries, this heightened oversight will take many forms. Now listen to this. Biometric IDs for all citizens, which is, of course, happening now. They say, for example, and tighter regulation of key industries whose stability was deemed vital to national interest. More authoritarian leadership will work less well, and in some cases tragically, in countries run by irresponsible elites who use their increased power to pursue their own interest at the expense of their citizens. Well, that is the definition of all leadership worldwide anyway, at the expense of all of us. And they tell us that there were other downsides, as the rise of nationalism created new hazards. In other words, people wanting to believe in patriotism. Again, read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Understand how patriotism was even used to impose the illusion of country support, country by country, when in fact we were sent to wars on behalf of all the bankers. But they go on. In the aftermath of the pandemic, scares and smarter packaging for food and beverages will be applied. Big companies will initiate safer packaging. The cost for foods will skyrocket. And individual products will seek a completely different type of packaging. They talk about how there will be new diagnostics developed to detect communicable diseases, and the application of health screening also will change, and screening will become a prerequisite at many locations before you're able to enter. In fact, I can tell you, when we went to Cuba, they do temperature testing because they've always been afraid of the intentional use of humans bringing in bioweapons to Cuba. Castro and, of course, some of the South American leaders knew that the United States was trying to kill them with cancers and other pathogens. And at the time that this was said, everybody was just told that Castro was a communist. And, of course, that's another conversation. But staying to the document, telepresent technologies, which is what we're seeing now with all the at-home teleconferencing.
Okay.
We'll finish this up in a moment.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
With our Acabill friend, and we're back with Deborah for the last, running up to the top of the hour, half an hour, roughly 20-odd minutes.
And I wanted to really dive in quickly to more of this Rockefeller document, because it does describe how teledistancing through telecommunications and so forth will emerge on a massive basis, and we're now seeing that. They're also talking about how there will be lower bandwidth, and there will become more sophisticated communication systems for populations whose travel is restricted. And they go on to talk about how, and of course, less bandwidth means less power, and that's how we're going to drop off with the ability of being able to communicate. We'll be able to communicate within our microgrid areas with a small group of people, but to be able to have a conversation like this where many people can hear will be greatly reduced, but we'll find hopefully ways around it. So they go on to say, driven by protectionism and national security concerns, nations will create their own independent defined IT networks, and governments will have varying degrees of success in policing the internet and the hack attacks, but that those efforts nevertheless will fracture the World Wide Web, so limiting communication. They go on to talk about how they will be hell-bent on that we have been hell-bent in development and expansion, and we've largely ignored the very real environmental consequences of unrestricted growth. So I'm going to add right here, right now, if you are within your city growth boundary, you are confined into a smart death zone. If you are outside of your city growth boundary, according to UN Agenda 21 principles, you are unsustainable and considered sprawl, and you must be immediately relocated in within the death zones. So they go on to say, undeniably, the planet's climate was becoming increasingly unstable, which of course means heavier degrees of weapon systems being used on all countries, all people worldwide. They go on to demonstrate how they will use more media visualization to cover floods and events of disasters so that they psychologically program us into the illusion of natural weather occurrences as a result of us not lowering our greenhouse gas emissions. And they talk about the Paris International Panel on Climate Change and how all of that will be closely monitored. They will be reducing all of our waste. In fact, we will be required to do a lot of on-site composting. Many people in apartments are sort of wondering how they'll do that. But they talk about how the new globally coordinated systems for monitoring energy use capability, including all the smart grids and bottom-up pattern recognition technologies, will be rolled out in extreme worldwide. Centralized global governance and oversight structures will spring up everywhere. And they talk about enormous surveillance systems will allow citizens to access data, all publicly available in real time, all the time. And nation states will lose some of their power and importance as global architecture strengthened and regional governance structures emerge. And they go on how international oversight entities like the United Nations will take on new levels of authority, as do regional systems like the Association of Southwest Asian Nations and other organizations. There was an interesting quote in this document.
Something to carry forward, and try not to interrupt you. That was the plan of the European Union, but it's rapidly breaking up as we speak. I mean, that was the fourth leg of the chair of world government. But next week I'll carry on the things I was going through this week, which is that the disruption of the European Union is getting absolutely massive. Carry on.
Okay, so they talk about the cost of capturing data through nanosensors and smart networks will fail, they say, dramatically. But they say this leads to a proliferation of new services, including surveillance mechanisms that improve governance and enable more efficient use of governance resources. Intelligent electricity, water distribution, and transportation systems will develop in all city areas, and smart cities will have massive internet access and is seen as a basic right, by the late 2010s. Again, this was written in 2010. I have a YouTube video up. I would urge everybody to watch it. It is a city in Southern California, Lancaster to be precise, where IBM and Google have taken over the town's a surveillance system of all citizens through the streetlights. And that was found by a contributor to StopTheCrime.net on the city agenda as one of their meeting agendas. So this document goes on to say that solar power will be made vastly more efficient through advancements in materials. And they say that they will increase desalinization of water for agriculture to Wi-Fi networks. I want you to hear that, increasing frequencies on every aspect. So again, I want to say we are not running out of water. We do not need to create desalinization. It's an enormous expense, unnecessary. It's highly toxic, and we have primary water. Please go to our website, primarywater.org. Understand that that's another enormous fraudulent scientific lie. So the document goes on to say that there will be a broadening gap of the have and the have-nots, and that the very rich will still have the financial means to protect themselves, that they will live in gated communities that will spring up all over the world, providing safe havens surrounded by the slums. All of us, of course, that cannot be in these gated communities. They say in 2025, gated communities will be the norm and guarded by armed personnel. The wealthy, they say, will also capitalize on loose regulatory environment to experiment with advanced medical treatments and other under the radar activities. And those who can't buy their way out of the chaos, which was most people, that we will all retreat to whatever safety we can find. They go on to talk about, with opportunity frozen and global mobility at a near standstill. I'm going to repeat, global mobility at a near standstill. No place wanted more people, especially more poor people. It was often a retreat to the familiar. In other words, people would have to retreat to family ties or religious beliefs or even national alliances. Trust was afforded to those who guaranteed safety and survival. In other words, those roving around will be looking for survival, whether it was through a warlord or an evangelical preacher or even your mother. In some places, the collapse of state capacity will lead to a resurgence of increased gangs. In other areas, people will manage to create more resilient communities operating as isolated microversions of formerly large-scale systems. The weakening of national governments will enable grassroots movements to move and grow, creating rays of hope amid all of the bleakness. By 2030, the distinction between developed and developing nations no longer will have any particular difference at all. So we're going to see quarantines.
I just say that surely what's left out there will be all dead at that stage.
Well, that's right. And for those of you that have not seen the movie The Road, R-O-A-D, you might want to take a look at that. But let's go on into this because this is really a very important document, something that I would recommend that you read thoroughly to decide the kinds of measures and hardening up that you must do. There is no longer the choice, in my opinion. If you want to survive a little bit longer, you're going to need to implement tools and provide resources and try to create a network as best possible, although that can be rather iffy. But they go on to talk about how the failed states will have few resources, and there will be added increase of new problems rising from consumption standards and unexpectedly ushered in a new set of pressures. They go on to talk about there will be a new improved food distribution system, for example, generated a food production crisis due to greater demand. So this is what we're seeing. We're going to see food scarcity. This is why Trump brought in the executive order to bring in biofood and GMO food. They are collapsing the food supply worldwide. They also say in this document that despite the ongoing efforts to guide smart growth, it was becoming clear that the world could not support such rapid growth. And I want to add a few other things because I remember much of this document and I'm so fearful we're running out of time, but that they're talking about the food changes will have massive increase in calories. And as a result of the new food changes, we will become more sick. We will have more cancers and diabetic issues, and that the global population will become overweight, fat, and sick. And, of course, that is the plan. They go on to talk about how the cost of capturing data through nanosensors and smart networks, again, will become the norm. The bankers' scheme to reduce growth in developed countries. Research teams been working for months to fabricate new meat products, which we've already seen occurring. And we've seen that beef is now being replaced, et cetera. Again, the higher idea of calories will create obesity and diabetes worldwide. Deadly catastrophes will put enormous pressure on an already overstressed global economy that had entered the decade still in recession and depression. And massive humanitarian relief efforts will cost too much money, but the primary sources, from aid agencies to developed world governments, have already run out of funds to offer for humanitarian efforts. They go on to talk about how most nation states will no longer be able to afford their locked-in cost, let alone respond to increased citizen demands for more security, because the streets are running amok with criminals, and we'll all want more health care because we're going to become more sick. And they talk about we'll want more social programs and services and more infrastructure repair. Yes, more infrastructure. They go on to talk about that the future headlines on The Economist will say, is the planet finally bankrupt? And I can tell you right now, the picture on the front of The Economist right now, here we are, April 4th of 2020, The Economist magazine features a large hand holding a leash. The leash is around a human's neck. The human is holding a leash, which is around the dog's neck. And the headline is deplorable. I'll leave that for you to find out. They talk about how they will increase vaccinations, that people will die from bogus hepatitis B vaccines. And they talk about that, the poor quality of downright weak health systems, corruption, inattention to standards. Global bodies like the World Health Organization will finally be distributing tainted vaccines that will enter the public health systems of many African countries. We know that.
Which is already happening, yeah.
Excuse me. They go on to talk about how the technology hackers will also be hard at work. There will be massive internet scams, pyramid schemes, plagued inboxes, while more sophisticated hackers will be taking down corporations, government systems, and banks via scams and database information heists. That's all happening, creating, of course, more chaos. And there will be many successes that will generate billions of dollars in losses. So we will continue to plummet into despair and into a global financial crisis. And despite, they say, and desperate to protect themselves and their intellectual property, the few multinationals still thriving will enact strong, increasingly complex defensive measures. Patent applications will skyrocket, and patents will proliferate as companies will fight to claim control. Even the tiniest innovations and security measures and screenings will massively tighten up.
Can I just add something there? This is what's been implemented already under the Trans-Pacific Partnership in Australia and New Zealand. Were stupid enough to sign up to it. That's what's going on in the Asia, Southern Asia. Trump supposedly got rid of it, but it's not gone away. But that's the principles they're describing there of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Is that correct?
Yes, and I can say that they're all working together. There are no borders for the Earth, Inc. system. All the leaders are cooperating, and they're bringing in this joint system. Why do you think that they have these joint meetings at Bilderberg and here at Bohemian Grove in California, and meetings in the back doors of all the buildings of your incorporated cities and all the massive network of corporations that are linked into this whole takedown? But they go on to say that Western multinationals will unveil the first of a range of new GMOs that will boost agricultural productivity. And they say, despite efforts, the global haves and have-not gaps will grow wider than ever. The very rich will still have the financial means to protect themselves, again, with gated communities and new forms of technology, and high-walled fortresses guarded by armed personnel. And you, again, we talked about if you can't buy your way out of chaos, you're in trouble. And I think we're almost to the top of the hour here, are we not?
This break and 3 minutes to wrap up the other side, okay?
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Have to go straight back in. It's a few minutes to wrap up. I'll leave it to Deborah to do that, okay?
Okay, so in this document, they're talking about technology trends, the rise of synthetic chemicals in the 19th century. Synthetic biology, often state-funded, will be used to grow resources and foodstuffs that will become more scarce. New threats like weaponized biological pathogens and destructive botnets dominate public attention, but enduring technologies like the AK-47 will remain weapons of choice for global guerrillas. They go on to talk about identify verification technologies will become a staple of daily life. With some hitches, database retina records and recordings will be stolen by hackers and used to create many numerous false identities still at large in the mid-2020s. They go on to talk about how it will be an increased global recession, depression, ongoing. The investment dollars needed to build out the necessary infrastructure simply won't be there anymore. When cell phone towers collapse and fiber optic cables break down, repairs will take months, if not years, to make those repairs. As a result, only people in certain geographies will have access to the latest communication opportunities. Most innovation in these better-off places will involve modifying existing devices and technologies to be more adaptive to specific contexts. So in other words, we're on our own, folks. We're going to be cut off from communication. We're going to be disconnected, and we're going to be in makeshift environments where we're going to have to be extremely resilient, their word, and innovative. And again, go to stop the...
There's one thing. Just recently this came out, the wind turbines, they can't be recycled. There's such obnoxious chemicals in them. So they'll be just rusting hulks looking down on us as a big mistake. Carry on, yeah.
Well, we're going to be sitting on top of what it's like to be living back in the year 1740, if not even earlier than that. So I can only say, prepare yourself, because we are being plundered, raped, and pillaged and murdered now. And it is at a faster clip with the increased frequencies that are being used as a weapons system on the battlefield of which we are all on. We are the enemy, we are on a battlefield, and we, those of us that understand what is happening, please try to survive a little bit longer so that we can continue to talk. They go on to say that garden allotments will proliferate mega cities, and new urban dwellers seek to supplement scarce food supplies to maintain agricultural heritage. So what we're hearing is no food, no water, no resources, no communication, small microgrids based on renewables that they will use the weather weapons to change that environment. And there will be massive, they admit in here, biological weapons and pathogens used. So don't be afraid. Look at this information to transfer into your survival. This is their plan. You come up with your plan. Again, this is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. I'm here 1 hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge, and I will be bringing ongoing information to you.
Okay, that's outstanding, Deborah. And Deborah Tavares has done this against the background of extreme stress and difficulty in California. But anyway, as I say, we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.